Did you know that wudu is a special type of washing that cleans our souls? Wudu has to be done before we pray or even touch the Holy Quran and other things too. But before we learn how to do wudu, we must learn these conditions first. 1. The water we use for wudu must be tahir and not najis. For example, I can't use water that has blood in it. 2. The water we use for wudu must be mutlaq. This means it must be pure and not mixed water. For example, orange juice is a type of water that is mixed. We can't do wudu with this water. 3. You must have permission to use the water. This means you can't just go to a random house and use their water. 4. The parts of your body that wudu is done on need to be tahir. For example, if I have blood on my arm or face, I need to remove it before doing wudu. 5. There can't be any obstacles stopping the water from reaching your body where wudu has to be done. For example, I have to remove the paint off before doing wudu. Even your rings or watches have to be removed if they stop water reaching those body parts. Your socks have to be removed, and for girls, the scarf has to be removed or loosened. Let's see if we can help this boy prepare for wudu. Which water is the tahir water for him to use? Is it this water? No, that is najis water. Is it this water? Yes, that is tahir and not mixed water. But hang on, it has a sign. No permission to use this water. That means we have to look somewhere else. What about here? Yep, we are allowed to use this water. Great. Now is he ready for wudu? What's that on his hand? It's paint. No, he has to remove it first. Okay, he removed it. Now is he ready? Looks to be. He just has to remove his shoes when doing wudu. Great.